Get ready for an epic battle in your head with the world of Star Wars on today's episode about modern Star Wars trivia. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. Happy holidays. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out the show wherever you're listening from, which could be in my home state of California or all the way across the world in Australia, where it's already Christmas. My friend Luke McKay, who listens to the show, said a nice Merry Christmas to everybody. And I'm like, oh, wait a second. I looked it up and it is already Christmas in Australia. So thank you, Luke. And thanks to all my Australian listeners and anybody else around the world who's celebrating Christmas on time or early. Today we have an episode for you on modern Star Wars, which is the last five films or so. There's no huge spoilers, I believe, in today's episode. I have not seen the new movie, The Rise of Skywalker, so I might go see it. Actually, I was going to see it today by myself, but I was going to see it yesterday by myself. Holy cow, the days are flying by. I will probably not see this movie until well after Christmas. But a lot of mixed reviews out there. Some people love it. Some people are just okay with it. Some people don't like it at all. So we'll see what I think. And again, that will not matter to anybody, whether you liked it or hated it. But I will share my review once I see it. And I'm sure it's fun, right? It's got to be at least fun. There's probably some fun stuff in there. So I'm looking forward to that. Before we get into today's episode, I have a blog I'm reading from HuffPost.com. It says 30 funny tweets about sending letters to Santa. Thought I'd share some of those with you guys right now. This one's from Simon Holland on Twitter. He says, my daughter just asked me how to spell bourbon, so she's either asking Santa to hook up her old man or writing a letter to Child Services. That's a fun one. This one says, five-year-old, can I send a letter to Santa? Me, it's not Christmas. Five-year-old, he won't have many letters right now. That's a great one. That's from James Breakwell, Exploding Unicorn, on Twitter. Let's see. This one says, the postscript on my kid's letter to Santa, making the case for leniency for the puppy. P.S. Can you please cut my puppy some slack? She's trying. She would like some treats and some toys. Thanks. That's from Damned Sinker, or Dan Sinker, on Twitter. A couple more of these. Abe Yospi, Cheeseboy22 on Twitter, says, my son sent a letter to Santa. I hope it gets there. It doesn't have any postage on it, and he put it in the bathroom heater vent. That's pretty great. Jeff Wild on Twitter says, helping my five-year-old write her Santa letter, she said, tell Santa I've been really nice because one time I bited my brother. I said, that doesn't sound very nice. And she said, I told him sorry. Write that down too. And the last one, Jennifer Lizza says, my six-year-old wrote a letter to Santa using my dog's paw to hold the crayon, and I swear it's more legible than the tax bill. So there you go. Some fun Christmas cheer just a couple days before Christmas. Actually, it's the day before Christmas, if you're listening to this. I'm putting out two episodes today because I did not put one out yesterday. Got a little too busy with all the holiday cheer. But regardless, I hope you are digging the show in the month of December and going into our last shows of the decade. 2019 is almost over. We'll have a couple year in review type episodes coming up for New Year's and a bunch of other fun stuff along the way. Some cool announcements coming up for 2020. So if you're a fan of the show, I hope you keep listening. And if you want to donate a few bucks, patreon.com/triviawithbuds. That is always greatly appreciated. Thanks to all my patrons out there. Okay, we're going to jump into today's episode on modern Star Wars. 11 questions on the last few movies right now. Here we go. Modern Star Wars, the last couple of movies. Someone said when I put this on my website for a live round last week, they're like, do you mean how Star Wars translates into modern technology? And I was like, no, I don't. That's a little too nerdy for me, and I think the masses. But I like your enthusiasm. Here's number one. What is Kylo Ren's real first name in the more recent movies? Number one, what is Kylo Ren's real first name? Not the actor, but the character. Kylo Ren's real first name, number one. Question number two, what famous admiral was killed off in The Last Jedi? Number two, what famous admiral was killed off in The Last Jedi? Question number three, in what recent Star Wars film would you find a character named Jyn Erso? J-Y-N-E-R-S-O. In what modern Star Wars film would you find Jyn Erso? Number three. Question number four, how old is Chewbacca in the Solo spinoff? 99, 139, 199, or 249? How old is Chewbacca in the Solo spinoff? 99, 139, 199, or 249? Question number five, whose infamous laugh is heard in the trailer for Rise of Skywalker? Number five, whose infamous laugh is heard in the trailer for Rise of Skywalker? Question number six, Gwendolyn Christie plays what character in The Force Awakens? Number six, Gwendolyn Christie plays what character in The Force Awakens? Question number seven, what female mechanic with the Resistance was introduced in 2017? Number seven, what female mechanic with the Resistance was introduced in 2017? Question number eight, who directed Rogue One? Number eight, who directed Rogue One? Question number nine, in Solo, Han gets expelled from the Imperial Blank Academy. Fill in the blank. Number nine, in Solo, Han gets expelled from the Imperial Blank Academy. Number nine. And question number 10, what British comedic actor played junkyard dealer Unkar Plut or Plutt? Unkar Plutt in a Force Awakens cameo. Number 10, what British comedic actor played junkyard dealer Unkar Plutt in a Force Awakens cameo? Your bonus question for modern Star Wars, here it is for 2 points. Which of the newest trilogy has the longest runtime at 2 hours and 32 minutes? Number 11 for 2 points. Which of the newest trilogy has the longest runtime at 2 hours and 32 minutes? Those are all your questions for the more recent Star Wars movies. We'll be right back in just a second with those answers. Here are the answers for the quiz today. I hope you had fun playing along with some Star Wars trivia. Star Wars fever is everywhere with that new movie out and The Mandalorian with just one episode to go. So I got to catch up on everything. Number one, what is Kylo Ren's real first name? His name is Ben. Ben Solo. Number one, Ben. Number two, what famous admiral was killed off in The Last Jedi? That would be Admiral Akbar. It's a trap. Number three, in what recent Star Wars film would you find Jyn Erso? That would be Rogue One. That is the main heroine in Rogue One. Number four, how old is Chewbacca in the Solo spinoff? He is 199. 199. Question five, whose infamous laugh is heard in the trailer for Rise of Skywalker? Emperor Palpatine. Number five, Emperor Palpatine. Number six, Gwendolyn Christie plays what character in The Force Awakens? That would be Captain Phasma, an underused character, if I have ever seen one. Captain Phasma. I like the look of that character. I like the voice. I like some of the fights she's in, but they don't really do anything with her. Number six, number seven, what female mechanic was with the Resistance and introduced in 2017? That would be Rose. People do not like Rose. I had no problem with the character. Number eight, who directed Rogue One? Gareth Edwards. Number eight, Gareth Edwards. Number nine, in Solo, Han gets expelled from the Imperial Flight Academy. That makes sense, the Flight Academy. Number 10, what British comedic actor played Unkar Plutt, the junkyard dealer in Force Awakens? That would be Simon Pegg from Shaun of the Dead. And your bonus, the longest of the newest trilogy at 2 hours and 32 minutes was not The Force Awakens. It was not The Rise of Skywalker. It was that second film, The Last Jedi. The Last Jedi, which I liked. I didn't love it, but I saw that movie, I think, 3 times in theaters, which in modern days, I never see movies more than once because I have no time. But that movie came out right at the peak of MoviePass, so I just kept going with everybody who wanted to go. And those are your questions for today. Thank you so much for playing along with the episode. It's time for one more question called the Question of the Day. This is one we do at the end of every episode, and it's brought to you by our sponsors locally here in San Dimas, California, Funky Monkey Designs, fmdesignsinc.com. Check out their website. Click the link in the show notes and get yourself some t-shirts printed. They'll do a really good job for you and tell them Bud sent you. What network originally aired the show Eureka's Castle? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Terry for Hulk Hogan's real first name. And your trivia team name of today is Bob's Wahlburgers, a combination of Bob's Burgers and the reality show slash venue Wahlburgers, Bob's Wahlburgers. If you're looking for some last minute Christmas shopping or some Christmas stuff that you don't mind getting shipped after Christmas, go to drewblank.com. He is my pop culture art making friend, and you can use the code BUDS25 to save 25% site-wide on really cool stuff like Big Lebowski, Parks and Rec, Office, and Bill Murray coloring books, just to name a few things. He does pins, he does bookmarks, he does fake vinyl records, and they're all very, very cool and unique. Check them out at drewblank.com. Use the code BUDS25. Thank you guys for listening to today's episode. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.